I do welcome the statement, and it seems to be maybe a positive step forward. I'm also saddened by the statement because of the fact that it took a documentary for the bishop to come out with this. If I was the bishop, if I was going to get somebody investigated, the first thing I would do is to suspend them from their duties pending this investigation. That would be a positive, a big positive. Now, he does say dead and alive. Now, the ones that are alive can be suspended. There is no excuse not to do this. The second part of the statement that the bishop has offered to meet with anybody that has been affected by abuse or families that have been affected or anybody in that line that have any way been affected. What I'm asking today is he prepared to meet with me and a few other people and have a meeting with us? If he accepts my invitation to meet us, we would like the chief superintendent to attend the exact same meeting. So between the Gardaí, myself, a victim, and the bishop representing the diocese, can sit down and discuss where we're going from here, what can we do, how can we clarify things for victims, how can we get justice for victims, and how do we go about another investigation.